Sorry about that, guys. Just as I finished that poo, the bus arrived, so you didn't get to hear Zita coming on the bus, although she basically, she didn't basically want to wait for other people to get off, so she got on and, yeah, so she was a bit impatient. But we're now on the bus, and Zita's lying down. It's evidently packed because Tony's standing at the minute. I do hate it when these buses are so packed, because I just don't like standing at the best of times, when especially on a bus. So, you might be able to hear the engine of the bus, and maybe on our way home I'll try and do it where Zita's bringing me on the bus from town, and hopefully you'll get an idea of that. But yeah, she's lying down here at my feet. And our trackers are talking, telling us what roads we're on and so on and such forth. And you can probably hear the engine of the bus going. And I'm not sure if you heard that, but that was a talking bus stop that we have like key fobs, and you know, if it's by a board with a digital display, then it will tell you what bus stop you're at, bus times and stuff. Mine isn't on, so it'll be Tony's one that's talking. I don't always turn mine on. And if I do, I try and make sure that I turn it off. Try and make sure that I turn it off so that I'm not wasting batteries. I've got a seat now. Mm-hmm. So Tony's got a seat now with Quizzy, and we're just on our way into Birmingham City Centre. We'll go to our friend's workplace, meet her, and then go for lunch, and then go to Maplin's, and then probably come back, and then I've got to pop in the pet shop quickly, and then we'll come home, and that'll be that. We've just stopped to let people order off.